For coaches, by coaches, this is Soccer Chat with Nick Rizzo and Sean Sauterly. Brought to you by Social Media for High School Athletes.
What's up, everybody? This is Soccer Chat, your weekly coaching podcast, brought to you every single week by the good folks at Social Media for the High School Athletes. You can check them out online all over social media platforms at HS Social Media and on their website at socialstudentathletes.com. Big shout out to our friends over at Dutick Brand. Check them out, dutickbrand.com, for all your coaching accessory needs like the My Trainer, the XL, the new bundles that they've got going on. If you don't know what that is, you go to dutickbrand.com. If you order a coaching bundle, you're not only going to get the My Trainer or the XL, you're going to get a fantastic coaching tactical book that's going to help you with your team, help you working on your professional development within your coaching philosophy as well. So check it out, dutickbrand.com. And if you would like to, use the promo code SOCCERCHAT. That's right. Use the promo code SOCCERCHAT to get yourself a sweet discount by going to dutickbrand.com. Also, big shout out to our friends over at Torx, T-O-R-R-X Soccer on Twitter. Make sure to check them out for the greatest ball pump ever made in the world. Big shouts to Dan and Aaron Redwine, who are traveling all over the country showing everybody just how amazing this ball pump is. If you have not seen it, go back to the archives. Check out our show with Bobby and Manya Papioni. Actually, go on our Facebook page so you can see it live. And we do an unboxing and show you just exactly how it works. Your needle's not going to break. It breaks, they're going to hook you up. This thing, it's all USB charged. It's going to get the PSI exactly. You just got to put the number in, hit to save it. It will pump every ball. It will pump every ball to the exact PSI that you're wanting. That's right. So you got to make sure to check that out. If you've bought one already and you have not, give them a nice 5-star rating and review on Amazon. Let them know that the Soccer Chat guy sent you. If you haven't bought one yet, what are you doing? We just announced this week that Nick just bought his. And unfortunately, Nick is not here. We are on this show is called Camp Season. And we are on completely opposite ends of the country right now. And well, we were at the time we were going to do our show, and I was on Pacific time and he was of course on Central time, and I'm still trying to get adjusted to it, but I was over in Corona, California. I'd be remiss if I didn't say, recording this on Friday, big thoughts and prayers to everybody out there affected by the earthquakes that have happened the last couple of days. I'm very thankful that I believe the first one started a little bit after I flew out of LAX, because I got home and my wife had texted me and wanted to know if I was okay because she had heard about the earthquakes and I didn't know about it. My July 4th, I don't know about you guys, but my July 4th was really kind of, I wasted it. And that's because I took the red eye from LAX back home for a day. Instead of going straight to Atlanta for another camp where I'm at now, I flew home just to get back home, even if it was for 24 hours. As you guys kind of know from the last couple of shows, my family went to North Carolina a couple weeks ago, and then I went up to Wisconsin for Nick as well, and our friends Bianca and Ian and Luke Dunn as well. Krista McKendry from University of Evansville all came up for Don Crow's UWSP Elite Camp. It's so much fun, and it's grown so much in just the 2 years that they've had it. And like we said on the Twitter, you know, big thanks to Don for having us up there. And then straight from there, I went to Chicago, where I flew to LAX. My first time going past Kansas City. That's the first farthest west I've ever been. My first time in California. I've been wanting to go there for a long time. And thanks to the good folks at Exact Sports, who you've heard on the show many times, and I've talked about many times about working their camps, and I absolutely love what they're doing. Were nice enough to invite me out for their Academic 50 West Coast camp, and the boys camp was awesome. We had, I think it was 445 boys, something like that. A lot of boys. We had 24 teams that we put together and played and had all kinds of fun. Watched a lot of good soccer. Had a day off on Sunday in between the boys and girls camp. And I was going to do the show and get everything going with Nick. And I was just so tired. My body still hadn't caught up to the time zone yet, even after 3 days. And I, as documented, I just laid by the pool You know, I'm out in California. I think from what they say in the song California Dreamin', that's exactly what I was doing in between the two camps. Then it got into our girls' camp, which a couple of friends of mine were there. I got to meet some new friends, new coaching friends at the boys' camp. Big shout out to Jake Freener, who was my co-coach with our team. Big shout out to him. We talked NBA a lot. He's a big basketball guy. We'll have to get him on the show. He's up at Seattle U. So if you're in the Seattle U area, make sure to give AKA Jake from State Farm. He's never heard that one before. Give him a shout and let him know that we said hello. Then went into the girls' camp. Like I said, you know, some of my friends that got in, and I wanted to do something different. I had been recording a vlog, which that'll be coming out here pretty soon. And I didn't record much during the guys' camp, and I honestly don't know why. But I tried to get a little bit more during the girls' camp, and I wanted to go even further than just the vlog, and I wanted to do something cool for this week because we talked about we wanted to do a camp show. And so I just really walked around with my phone and just kind of talked to coaches and wanted to know about their favorite camp experiences, whether it happens to do with where they were coaching at, or maybe it was another camp they've worked, or just some coaching memory that they had. And everybody was super receptive to it and wanted to get involved. And so I just kind of went around and talked to some friends of mine, and I'm excited about introducing you all to some of them. Some of them you've heard before, some of you may not have heard before. And let's get started with my man Drago. He'll tell you about his favorite soccer camp stories.
Hey, hi everybody. My name is Drago Cerenc and I'm at the University of Iowa. My favorite camp experience is really just hanging out with a great group of coaches and just networking and talking soccer all day, every day. And just seeing lots of players out there playing and having fun and having a good time. So that's about it.
Drago is the man. I would like to say, well, he would probably tell me to tell you that he was my driver. And he wanted me to sit in the back seat, but I wouldn't. But Drago and I spent every morning riding from the hotel to the soccer complex together, which Silver Lake Soccer Complex is just absolutely gorgeous and stunning. Not only the fields, but the views of the mountains and everything that's around it. It's incredible. The videos and pictures that I took do not do it justice, but it was nice to ride with Drago because while we have this camp that we're getting ready to go work and, you know, we're getting in this coaching mindset, you know, with us both doing two completely different jobs, you know, with him being a session coach and myself just being a team coach, you know, Drago and I, our conversations in the morning were, you know, we had worked a lot of camps before, but never really had much conversation, but, you know, just talking about our own children and, you know, his son's into Godzilla now and how his son can tell you everything about Godzilla and all the characters, all the movies. And, you know, we're talking about my daughter. We were talking about, you know, how a Serbian like him finds himself in Iowa. We talked about, you know, what's our plans after coaching, you know, like where do we want to end up? And so it was just like real conversation. And I wish I would have recorded it, but it was just good conversations for us before we got into camp and just kind of made us relaxed and let us go out there and do what we do. Then I made the stop to a new friend that I met, and we realized that we had a lot of friends in common. And Jeremy Clark, who was on the show before, is good friends with this guy, as well as Peter May. And, you know, we're going to have this guy, we're going to have Mario back on at some point because he's got some funny Peter May stories. But here's what Mario had to say when we were at camp.
Mario Felix, UC Santa Barbara. My favorite camp experience, I think, in my time here in California so far has been working at UC Berkeley's camp. The level of players was extremely high. The quality of staff was amazing. The technical, tactical, film sessions, aside of being on the field, was amazing for the girls to kind of get a good perspective of what college soccer looks like, as opposed to just kind of running fun sessions all the time on the field. And, you know, throughout that time working with those staffs, with Neil McGuire, Austin Reisenhoover, and John, now at St. Mary's, just learned a lot in those 4 days of residential camp.
Mario was a super cool guy to meet, and when we established that we had mutual friends, we just instantly clicked. And he's got some pretty good Peter May and Jeremy, I almost said Jeremy Sharp, that's not the name, Jeremy Clark stories that made me laugh, and maybe one day Mario will come on the show for a full episode, and we'll get to chat with him. You know, like I mentioned too, the thing I love about camps is just meeting new coaches. Mario was a new coach that I met, and there were so many coaches at this this California camp that I've never met before. And I wanted to make sure to try to meet everybody. And even it took up to, until the last day to meet everybody. You know, even as we were leaving, I made the comment to a couple. I was like, hey, like, I know we didn't get a chance to talk this weekend, but I want to introduce myself to you. And there was a coach that was watching a game, and I want to introduce myself to and get to chat with her. Here's Brooke Lincoln.
My name is Brooke Lincoln. I'm the head coach at Azusa Pacific University, and summer camps are probably one of my favorite things as a coach. It allows you the opportunity to really connect with some players that you don't interact with on a daily basis. It also allows time and space for relationships to be built, which are super fun, carry years down the road. It's fun because you get to watch those players develop that over the next couple of years. So summer camps are definitely one of my favorite things in the summer.
Where are you from?
Mississippi.
I thought so.
And once we got done, we were kind of talking about Mississippi. Her family was kind of split. She had a family member that attended Ole Miss, a family member that attended Mississippi State. And it's funny to hear those things in those states where there's such big divide between the local schools. But you know, she mentioned about new relationships and new friendships that are created and you know people that you're going to be able to talk to for a lifetime. And I got very lucky to be paired with a fairly new coach, Ellery Gould from Caltech. She actually just started that job a month ago. She was at, I believe it's Bowdoin. It looks like it says, the name looks like it's Bowdoin or Bowdown, but I think it's Bowdoin. Up in Maine, I believe. I believe it's Maine. Maybe Massachusetts. Ellery, I'm sorry. But big homie L was her name for the rest of the week. We got to know each other really, really well just from, you know, we were going to be partners and we just got to know each other before we started working with the kids, finding out, you know, she had just taken this job in California, moved all the way from the Upper East Coast, just getting adjusted to life on the West Coast. And, end up, we had like a lot of common and just kind of joked around a lot and, had so much fun that, you know, it was kind of reflective on our players. So we were a team that was having a lot of fun. And the big homie L, as I referred to her as, the entire week, developed a good friendship with Ellery and someone who I look forward to, staying in contact with as time goes on. Probably since she's on the West Coast will be one of those people I only see once a year. But the big homie L, I got a chance to talk with her before we got things kicking with our team and see what she had to say.
Hi, I'm Ellery Gould from
Big Homie L
from Caltech, formerly from Bowdoin. My camp story involves Bowdoin College. Shout out to the Polar Bears.
Polar Bear.
In Brunswick,
Polar Bear
Maine.
Gang.
This was my, when I was in college, I went back over the summer and it was fun because a lot of our teammates went back to our camp and Marin Rojas, who was the coach at the time, would bring in all her coaching friends. So there were about 15 of her best friends that she had kind of gotten to know from different schools she had worked at, and the coaching world's pretty small, as you know. Mm-hmm. But we just had a blast. It was during the time when college camps were still like a week long.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
So it was a pretty long camp, and one of the days we had a talent show. So it was amazing because all the college coaches went all out for this talent show, and they had this, three of them had this one skit that they would do at every single camp. And I think it was from an SNL, and it was just hilarious because our college coach would do it, and we would all be like, oh my gosh, Marin, she is hilarious, and she's like, who knew? But then we, as players, put together a skit, and we did the Evolution of Dance. Have you ever seen that on YouTube?
Yes, I have, yeah.
So we, during our breaks, you know, you'd have an hour off for lunch, and we would eat lunch really fast and then run to the dorm room so we could practice the Evolution of Dance, and it ended up being like a 15-minute... talent show production, and it was so fun, and we had a blast doing it. The campers loved it, and we got video of it, so it's somewhere out there.
What was your dance that you had to do?
We all did it together, so yeah.
Bust one out right now. Nobody can see it, but just do one right now.
This was one of them.
Yeah, she's doing like kicking her legs out,
yeah.
Like Rockette style.
Yeah. So all the soccer was fun, but the talent show was even more fun. And then all the campers got to do a piece, so it was great.
Ellery was super awesome. You heard numerous times in her talking of her laughing, and that was something that I'm going to take away from our camp time together was that there was just constant laughter. I mean, we were both just making each other laugh. Our team was laughing with us. They were making us laugh. It was just a good time. And anybody who's worked camps and you work with other coaches, the more fun that you have together, it's the more fun that your kids are going to have at the same time. And if you're going to say anything about my voice in those interviews, I recorded those like first thing in the morning, or some of them I recorded first thing in the morning. And if you know me, when I first wake up, it takes me many, many hours to get my voice back to normal. It's currently as low as it is now because I almost lost my voice by the last day. So it's just now kind of recuperating. Plus, like, I'm trying to be quiet because I'm in my hotel room and I've got my roommate on the other side of the wall. So I'm just trying to be like really, really quiet. But Ellery was just super cool. And we'll catch up back with her later on as our teams get into the tournament. And we were really happy about where our team was at. We were doing well. We were in first in our bracket. And then we'll explain how we did in the tournament. And somebody that was out at this camp that I've always wanted to have on the show, and we keep talking about it every time I see him, and for whatever reason we've never made it work. And I'm gonna, Chris, I'm vouching to you right now. We're gonna figure out a way to make this work. But this guy is one of the first people I met on the women's side game, working a camp, and he was just a super cool guy. And over the last couple of years, like, we've gotten to know each other a little bit more. And when it comes to the Chicago Girls Camp, if you need to know where to go when it comes to the going outs afterwards, it's either him or I that you ask. Here's Chris Moraga.
One. Hi, I'm Chris Moraga, the assistant coach at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I really enjoy summer camps because I love traveling. Love traveling, getting to see my friends, building my network, and working with kids. So that's why I love summer camp.
And you like hanging out with staffs and staff, other coaches?
Staff networking, I think, is a very big thing, part of summer camps, just because my network has primarily come from summer camps and activities like this. So,
who's your favorite coach? Why is it Don Crow?
Don Crow, I call her my spirit animal. Spirit animal, she's just a good human being. But I think Don Crow is probably my favorite coach of all
time. What's
your
go-to karaoke song?
Oh, go-to karaoke, Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline is my favorite go-to song.
What about new school go-to? If you want to get the party hype.
It used to be R. Kelly remix to Ignition, but I don't know.
You put the X name on R. Kelly.
I can put the X name on R. Kelly. I don't really have a new age song that I go to. It's usually just Sweet Caroline. Stick to your strengths. Stick to your strengths.
Chris is super awesome. I enjoy any time that I get to be around the guy. He's such a positive person. He's so energetic. And you know, he's one of those people that, you know, you try to bounce energies off of with, and I enjoy, anytime I get to see Chris, and unfortunately in this world, it is not enough, but he hit the nail right on the head. You know, a majority of my coaching network that I've built up, that I've got has not only just been from Soccer Chat, but a majority of my coaching network has been built up from doing these exact camps. I've met more coaches in the last, you know, 7 years, well, actually more than that. About 7 years, that I, you know, had no clue who they were before. And now, you know, getting to know them over the last 7 years, now I know even more people, and it's all because of, summer camps. Let's check in with somebody else. The ever famous Jess Green.
Currently walking from games to lunch and joined by the ever famous Washington State Cougars. In the house. Are you Wikipedia-ing your own school right now?
I should. Currently reading emails, catching up.
Tell everybody who you are. Where are you from?
I am Jess Greer from Washington State University. I'm the director of soccer operations.
And tell them why you're the most dope.
Oh, most dope because of my lion tattoo.
I didn't know you had a lion tattoo. I'm looking at it. It's on the bicep too. Like, don't worry about the gun show. We got the lion show right here. Coming to the zoo? Stay away from the fence, you know what I'm saying? So what's your favorite part about summer camps?
Favorite part about summer camps is probably just getting to meet all the different personalities of the kids.
Like the big homie L over here walking beside us?
Best roommate.
Best roommate.
Best roommate award.
Quietest. Jess is our soccer mom. She's driving a minivan, getting us all here in one piece.
We are safe in the minivan. Auto doors.
Okay.
Auto start.
Okay.
And Zach hooked it up.
Okay.
Everybody's travel is always different, whether you got a car or you got the minivan. Everybody always made it there safe. And Jess was somebody that I ended up really getting to talk to on day two of three and getting to know her. Honestly, it was just from the coach's social, just kind of walking around and found myself sitting down at a table with some people that were having a fun conversation. I just wanted to hop in and be a part of that fun conversation and got to know Jess from that. And now again, has made a friend for life. And her lion tattoo, if you see Jess, like, you definitely have to ask her. It's on her right bicep. And it's pretty fierce. And if you didn't know Jess, like I didn't know her, she's a massive hunter and fisherwoman. She's massive into hunting, massive into fishing. And you would have never guessed that unless you just, you know, had a conversation. Or I think she actually, because she told me when everybody was exchanging social media usernames, it was, oh, you know, my Instagram's just full of hunting and fishing pictures. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So, you know, she talked about personalities of the kids. I mean, personalities of the coaches. You know, we're more than just coaches. There are other parts to our life out there. And speaking of out there, here's another guy that I've been wanting to have on the show for a long, long time, man. He knows the thing. Straight out of NYU, Mr. Scott Waddell. Scott is super cool, super awesome. And I think you're really going to enjoy his favorite things here. Favorite things.
Scott Waddell, mm-hmm. NYU.
What's going on?
What is your favorite thing about summer camps?
Summer camps, always the kids. You always meet some kids that are, you know, show a great passion for the game and show you something new on the ball or something new that they've learned. And just seeing the kids enjoy the game and play the game is always my favorite thing to see, to connect with some new kids and you know, love the game as a group. So that's always my thing, you know.
Can you give me a shout out to Dr. Laura Jackson, who should have been made the Jamaican national team? I know that Dr. that's Laura all Jackson. Your girls.
Yeah, listen. Shout out to you. You know, big ups to you for playing in qualifiers and playing with the group. You know, we appreciate it and we love you. You know, even if you didn't make the squad, but we're all together in this. And, you know, we're pushing for the next World Cup. And, you know, hopefully you can probably be with the team in a different role. I know you're a doc, so, hey, you can help us out in other ways as well. So, shout out to you.
That's right. Shout out to Dr. Laura Jackson. She should have made the team. Jamaica, you would have made it through further if you would have picked her up. And Scott and I actually, when he got into town, that was the first thing that we actually talked about. Was I was like, hey, man, because he was going on about the various players. I was like, I'm not talking about them because they didn't take my friend. And I still am standing by that. So big shout out to Laura. And Scott as well. I mean, Scott is super, super passionate about coaching. We had a discussion one night about why we coach and why we coach, what we do. And Scott's, you know, his answer is because I love the game. And then he went on this passionate rant about sharing that love with the children and the young adults and creating this love for the game that he has. And he's such a good speaker, speaks from the heart. And he's just a super, super cool guy. And he's another one that I hope you guys follow up on. And we'll follow up, too, by having him on his show. Having him on this show. Does he have a show? The Scott Waddell show? Maybe he's got his own show. Somebody who should have their own show. And he and I have been trying to plan one for like a year now. I promise I'm going to make it happen. We apparently like have to have Florida coaches on here at all times. There's just something about that program. So you've heard Sarah Loudon on here before. For the 100th episode, you heard Becky Burley. Well, now hear the brains, or at least so he thinks. Maybe. He's got the looks, though, for sure. Here's my man, John Rowan.
I'm John Roman. I'm the goalkeeper coach at the University of Florida. My favorite thing about exact summer camps is hanging out with the other coaches.
Like who?
Like Sean?
No, you can't pick me.
You can't pick you?
No.
In all honesty, I would say sharing ideas with other really qualified goalkeeper coaches. Doing things that I never get to learn about, just coaching my own players.
Do you want to give a shout out to Becky Burley?
I want to give a shout out to Becky Burley, Alan Kirkup, and Vic Campbell.
Go no, Sarah Loudon?
Sarah Loudon, sure.
Yeah, she barely gets a shout
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Sarah Loudon, everyone on the staff gets a shout out. Go Gators.
So, John, I like to. I like to tease John at camp, and I like to run around screaming in a high-pitched voice about, where's the Florida coach? Where's the Florida coach? And he always puts that smile on his face and raises his hand, to which I even, I filmed myself. I filmed him. I filmed John asking him, what's it like to be the Florida coach? And, I sent the video to Becky, and she responded the same way. But that's a very tough answer to tough question to answer. But you know, we talked about building new relationships, building new friendships, and a part of that table that I sat down featuring Jess Greer was a new assistant at Yale, Sarah Martinez. And Sarah has such a cool story. She played at the University of Washington and played for the famous Coach Leslie there. And Sarah is just so passionate about the sport of women's soccer. And I want to get her on because she has a platform and she has so many good things to say. And I like the conversations she's starting. Here's my little chat with Sarah while she was coaching her game.
First ever soccer chat in-game interview with a coach.
Goodness.
Very focused, Sarah Martinez, yeah. Straight out of Yale. What's going on here with your team?
Well, we've got beat on the counter, which is never fun. We've missed a couple sitters, and now we're down 2-0. It's a struggle, but we have 9 minutes. I think we can get one back in the next 3 minutes. We'll win this game.
I need your notes from this game.
Notes? You want them?
Yeah, from this team you're playing.
It's confidential, but I could probably send in a zip file if you want.
For sure. Well, yeah, I can get it during lunch. Okay. What's been like your favorite part about camp these 3 days?
I think it's probably been...
Besides meeting your new best friend.
Yeah, meeting new people for sure. I would say I didn't really know anybody here. And that's been cool. I feel like you guys kind of have a Twitter posse a little bit. And now I have a little inside look at what it's really about.
And I also, like, you may not, like, care about this, but I like your questions. I like the fact that you are involved and want to know, like... getting the game more popular on the women's side and just reaching out to, like, basically, like, reaching out to guys and just be like, hey, like, you know, what are you here for? Because I think that that's a question that while the world is asking, or not the world, but the country is asking that, we're not asking it directly to everyone. It's just kind of a, like, for the masses. Why are you coaching? And you're, like, direct about it. And I like that.
Create conversations, right?
That's all about creating conversations.
For sure.
So go score this next goal, okay?
All right, we got 2 minutes.
And Sarah, I actually first got to meet... not just at the coach's social, but on day one, she sat down at lunch with me and the big homie L, and joined us, and we just got to talking about the podcast and Twitter and all that. So that we developed a friendship from the very, very beginning. I then walked down to the opposite side of the field where she was with Richmond's Brandon DeNoyer, and Brandon is kind of a exact legend. He's won all the tournaments last year. Somebody's got to beat him.
Coming to you straight from in-game with Coach Brandon DeNoyer out of Richmond. What's your camp experience been, and how is this game going for you? We just talked to Sarah. It's interesting to hear what your tale of this game so far has been.
It's been fun. We've already clinched first place in group play, so kind of letting the girls just be free and do whatever they want. A bunch of them wanted to rest because it's hot, and they're a little tired from so many games, so... it's nice to let them be free, and it's funny, let them be free, and they score the most goals. So, we're going to make a big save there.
There you go. Yeah.
So, no, it's been fun. This is actually a really good group of girls, and they have had a lot of fun dealing with having me as a coach and everyone giving them a lot of flack for me being their coach, and they've proved that they're mentally strong.
What's your favorite part about summer camps?
Honestly, it's just getting to interact with new people and some old faces as well, and getting to kind of meet the coaches, meet the kids, and there's so many personalities in one group, yeah. So it's a lot of fun to really have all these personalities and all mesh together.
Look at your team taking it to the corner. I hate to interrupt. Look at this class.
Oh yeah, I mean it's what we do. Winners do what winners do, right, girls?
Yeah,
exactly. They know. They watched the U.S. game yesterday. We talked about it. We said, end of the game. What do? Take it to the corner. So yeah, they clearly listen, or they just know because they have high soccer IQs.
And we did get to watch the U.S. game, and I posted on my Twitter account a video of the entire camp on the PK save by Alyssa Nair. It was really, really cool to be a part of that and to watch that game with those girls. I actually was sitting behind the girls and sitting with some of the parents and just kind of chatting with them during the game and whatnot. And man, like I've watched games with people before, but I've never watched with like a massive group of parents who were like in the game. Like it was super, super cool. So Brandon was talking about his team. They were first place going into group play. And as I mentioned before, his little talk, they renamed the tournament for exact camps, the Denoyer Cup, because as I said last year, he won every single tournament and people were looking to dethrone him this year. And the big homie and Al and I thought that our team was going to be the one to do that. We were, he was the number one seed in the East. We were number one seed in the West. We went 2-0-2 on our first day and scored a lot of goals, had a really, really good team. And everybody was kind of putting their fingers on us and saying we were going to be the ones to knock them down. But unfortunately, things would not be to that degree. And that's not even the word that you're supposed to say with that. But so I don't know what happened, but we just we lost our first tournament game. 1-0 and to a quality team. And we end up kind of making our way through the consolation bracket and did well, won all of our games there. And end up getting our last game was kind of crazy. And it was my last chance to chat with the big homie Ellery and aka the big homie L, and just kinda get our last few thoughts for the camp before our camp closing and before we all headed out. So we're sitting here in tournament time, and we were the number one team. Unfortunately, we lost our first game.
Tough start to playoffs. 1-0 game. Not our best game by far.
Not our best game. And so that really kind of hurt us, so now we've won every game since then. We're playing for like 9th place.
We went from first to 9th.
First to 9th.
So sad.
It is sad. It is sad. And we have an awesome group of kids, and it's been. I'm sad for them.
Heartbroken for the girls.
Yes.
They work so hard.
Unless we like score here, because if we win in a tie here, it's.
Ooh.
Oh, no foul, sir. Okay. And I mean, you're getting it. You're getting this live. We're commentating while we're attempting to coach. I guess kids are super tired.
Yeah, heat is brutal.
But I would have to say, on my experience, probably like top three co-coach I've worked with at exact camp.
Okay,
top three.
You gotta be. Top one for me.
Oh, stop. Because you've worked one camp?
Because I've worked one camp. Okay, no, I've worked two. This is my second.
Go on, Sydney. Sydney, we're trying to get her to get the golden boot. So we really need her to score right here. Oh, she's getting tired. And there's the whistle. So shout out to my homie, Katie Berkepek. Just let you know that the big homie L held down the BTE. This is the West Coast chapter. Oh, we're going to PKs. Sweet. Awesome. So we'll be back after these PKs.
And we won the PK shootout. And we were so happy that I completely forgot to record the PK shootout. Our keeper made a massive, massive save. And then we had one of our players walk up and just absolutely bury one. And it was a good way to end the tournament. So we went through, I believe we were 8-1-2, I believe it was. Our record. Unfortunately, Brandon Denoyer's team once again won the Denoyer Cup. But here in Atlanta, I think things are going to be changing. If there ever was a time for somebody to dethrone the king, it will be this tournament, in this camp in Atlanta. So just kind of wrap up. What an awesome time in California. My first time in California. I absolutely loved it. Anytime I'm doing anything with Exact, I absolutely love it. Big shout out to all of the people from Exact that were in California who took care of everything. They go above and beyond to take care of the coaches and the kids. Big shout out to Sam Morgan. Big shout out to Simon Clements. Big shout out to Jess Gregory and the homies Gianna and Natalie, aka hashtag no look Nat. I can't even say it without laughing. It's because she's a basketball player. Yeah. So big shout out to them. I'm looking forward to getting things going here at the Atlanta camp tomorrow with my homie from Exact, Chris Gordon, who's been on the show before. He hosted our show in Chicago. But unfortunately, that's all we have for this week. I know that it's kind of a short one, and I know sometimes you guys like it if we do a short one, because some of our shows are kind of basically meant for road trips. But that's what it is. This is camp season. Like I said, Nick will be back next week, because at the time of recording this, we were on opposite ends of the country. But don't worry, your favorite coach at Monmouth College will be back next week, and he is so excited to be a part of it. As always, this is brought to you for free every single week by the good folks at Social Media for the High School Athletes. You can check them out online, socialstudentathletes.com and at HS Social Media on all social media platforms. Big shout outs to our homies, Dutick Brand. Check them out, dutickbrand.com. Use the promo code SOCCERCHAT for a sweet discount. And also big shout outs to our homies at Torx, T-O-R-R-X, soccer on social media platforms. Check out our website. Go get a Torx ball pump right now. Shouts to our man Ellis and all the guys over at Soccer IQ. Check them out every single Wednesday as we do our Twitter chats, and they put out for you a great tactical question that is just absolutely amazing. And it's stuff that from their website that you can use for your own team as well when you're trying to test your team tactically and teach them some new ideas. So I haven't seen, this is really weird, I haven't seen my family since I believe June 22nd. It is currently July 5th. And I also have not spoken to Nick other than two text messages since I saw him on the 23rd up at the Wisconsin camp. And I am missing my family, and I'm missing Nick. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how I've went this far without them and how I went this long without them, but I have, and I'm going to stick it through it, because I've got like two more weeks of it of not seeing my family. I don't think 2 weeks. I think it's only 1 week, if I remember correctly. Maybe it is two. I don't know. my time zones are still messed up. I'm still super sleep deprived, but all I know is that Nick is going to be back next week. Well, for Nick, and I'm Sean. Hopefully we'll see you on Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time for our Twitter chat. Just follow the hashtag SoccerChat. Follow Nick online at CoachInRizzo. You can follow me on the Twitter at Coach Soderling. You can also follow me on Instagram at the same. My handle is the same on all accounts. So, yeah, that's what it is. Well, the best part about SoccerChat, do you guys want to say it since Nick's not here? Yeah? Okay, well, so I'm going to say the typical line, and then you got to say what Nick says, which is always, catch you later, brother. He's Nick. Well, he's not here, but I'm saying like he is. He's Nick. I'm Sean. And the best part about all this is that we get to do it again next week. Nick, we'll catch you later. Catch you later, brother. See? You guys got it.